all things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network, brought to you by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Aggies on the road tomorrow night, open up the season at Coosa Central. You can listen to that on WSGN, that's 98.3 on your radio dial. Also watch live on SylacaugaAggies.com, the Aggie Sports Network YouTube channel, and the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page. Now joined by Coach Chris Smelly. Coach, an important offseason for your team. Won the final two games last year. Tallahassee at home pulled off a miraculous win against Piedmont with the JT special, the two-point play in overtime, riding a little momentum into the offseason. Man, what's this offseason been like for you and this football team?
Finishing it at Piedmont on the road against a perennial power team and finding a way to win that game. Just showed a lot to the resilience of the group that we had last year. I feel like the senior group from last year, being my first group that graduated, I really just fell in love with those guys. And, I think they had been through a lot of struggles, a lot of difficulties, coaching changes, this and that. And so I'm hoping to really be here and provide some stability for some groups moving forward. I'm just so appreciative to those guys. And, last year as we were struggling along, getting started and, playing a tough schedule and all that kind of stuff, a lot of teams, you would have seen a lot of attrition. You would have seen guys falling off, quitting, starting the year with 85 players like we did and then finishing with like 55, 60 guys. That would be a normal response to the difficulty that we faced last year. But we didn't see that in our guys. I mean, when we showed up to prepare for Tallahassee week 9, we hadn't won a game all year. We show up on that Monday and had one of the best practices that we had all year. And then we found a way to win those last two games. And, I believe that losing can be a contagious thing, and I believe winning can be a contagious thing. And so we're hoping to build off that momentum heading into this year. We've got a group that's excited to get started. They've worked hard. We've got a great group of coaches that are going to have our guys prepared and ready to go. And now we got to go see if we can play tough, physical, hard-nosed football, because that's what it takes to win at this level. And so we've worked hard in the weight room. We've prepared our guys, and I know we're ready to go line it up against another team and get this season started.
Second year for this team in your system. How comfortable do the guys feel running your stuff and what you guys, attempted to install last year? I know the playbook, I've seen your playbook, probably didn't go through all of it last year. So how much more can people expect to see? How comfortable are your guys kind of expanding into what you really want to do?
Yeah, you always got to adjust a little bit to your personnel and who you got. Last year we had a good group of senior wideouts and not as many older guys at that position this year. And so, you always year to year have to make little adjustments and tweaks and changes to how you do things. But, I really have been impressed by the ability of our guys to be able to process football information and take it. I mean, it's a lot that you can throw at them. You can always come up with a new scheme, a new play, a new wrinkle. And for the most part, our guys have been able to digest all of it, and then you hope that you get your base scheme in and have guys locked in, and then you can always add a little bit of stuff. And so there will be some things that look a little different this year. A lot of it's based off of our personnel and trying to play to different strengths that we think we may have, so we'll get a first look at it here soon.
Big off season. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but you guys did just cut the ribbon on the new Aggie Performance Center here at the Fieldhouse. Done a lot of remodeling from the weight room to the training center to the nutrition center to the meeting room. Just a whirlwind of an off season. I know you guys are actually just ready to play some football, but man, what a setup you guys have here now.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's huge for the program to have a space and a facility that you work out in, that you could take pride in. That you look forward to coming to, I don't know what all different guys are going to leave here every single day, and they're all going home to different things. And when they show up here, I want them to show up at a place that they can take pride in. They walk in excited. We have a clean space and clean facility, and the work that our superintendent and our board and our school system was able to put into our new Aggie Performance Center is going to pay massive dividends moving forward for all of our athletics here at Sylacauga. We almost doubled the size of our weight room space, gutted the entire thing, new flooring, new ceiling, new lights, all brand new weights. Everything in the space is brand new. And, man, you walk in and it just looks and feels like really like a small college. And so that's going to be something that the guys it's going to be a game changer for our program. But it was really needed. We've got a good space down here on our field house. But there were just, some TLC and some little things that needed to be updated. Some of it was original to the building, which was 36 years old. A lot of the facilities hadn't really been touched much in 20 years. And so there's still some other things that I'm wanting to do down here and got a lot of vision and, just wanting to see this place grow in every way that we can as who we are year round and the way that we perform and. Who we are every day in the school building with our athletes. And so a lot of work to be done, and that's one of the things that makes it fun.
This is the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more, and we'll break down Coosa Central on the other side of this break.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters.
Indulge in a global culinary journey at Betty Ruth's Cafe. Whether it's Asian stir fry, Southern classics, Mexican tang, or barbecue delight, it's all there. Located inside Allen Brew Markets, a locally owned, family operated business with 8 locations, including Weedowee. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Aggies on the road tomorrow night to open up the season against Coosa Central. Coach, I don't know how much you know about Coosa. It's tough to get film on teams. They have a new coach up there. Just got one about a month and a half ago. Not that you guys are going into this game blind, but I do know this is a game where you really want to see what your guys have grasped through fall camp, what they're going to be able to do as you head throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, week zero game, you're not going to have film of the opponent. So a lot of times it just comes down to the things that you've gotten good at, the things that you've practiced, the things that are kind of your bread and butter offensively and defensively. And then once you get into the game, you see how the other team's playing, you make adjustments, and you're always just trying to put your guys in a position to be successful. And so football really, it's not just who's the toughest and runs out there and just wants it more. And, it's a lot of chess match type stuff going on where, you're trying to put your guys in a position that is going to really help them succeed. And so there will be a lot of adjustments that need to be made and that will happen. But that's also one of the reasons why you hope to see big improvements over the first couple of games of the year. And so – we kind of have a game plan that we go into the game with and know that you might have to make adjustments depending on what you see. Coosa's got a new coach. He'll have a different style, and you can't look at last year's film and really put much stock into it. And so I know that they're excited to be hosting us, and they're going to give us their best shot, absolutely. And there's nothing that they'd rather do to start their season than finding a way to knock us off. So we got to go down there and prepare to play our best.
What are you looking for from your guys in this one? First-year starting quarterback. So at Sylacauga, you haven't had a returning quarterback. You lose almost all of your starting wide receivers last year outside of Gabe Harrell. Cottingham's gone. Swain's gone. Bryce Oden is gone. New faces on defense. What are you looking for most in this ball game from a lot of new faces?
Yeah, you want to see who's just going to step up and rise to the occasion. Who is it not too much for when the lights come on and people are in the stands and, the bands are playing, everybody's cheering and all that kind of stuff. Who thrives in that moment? Who shrinks away from that moment? So there'll you know, there will be some guys that really stand out, that catch your eye, that that, you know, maybe we weren't even sure what we were going to get from them. And that's normal, and that's what happens. And so you just hope that your guys are prepared. And man, we've worked really hard in the off season. We've really spent a lot of time getting stronger in the weight room, and there's no substitute for strength. And so we're hoping that that's something that is going to continue to be something that we build on year after year. And so I'm looking forward to see who's gonna step up and respond. And I want to see us play physical. That was an issue at times last year, was being able to play physical, whether that's being up front on the offensive line, you know, receivers being more than just guys that catch the ball, but that are actually creating space and creating big play opportunities when you do find a crease in the run game. And then defensively, how well we can tackle. We came out first game last year and did not tackle well at all. And so we've been pretty physical at practice this year. We've done plenty of live, where we're going all the way to the ground with our first groups going at each other. And so hopefully our tackling is much improved as well.
Which guys, give me a guy on the offensive and defensive side of the ball that really impressed you in this offseason.
On offense, I might could go with Michael Funderburg as an offensive lineman, senior. This will be a second year starting for us. And just watching the gains that he has made from a strength perspective, from when he was a sophomore, looking at his numbers, to him now as a senior. And when you have that much improvement, now you're benching over 300 pounds and all that, it just gives you a level of confidence. And I'm hoping to just see him go play loose and free and confident. And just trust in the work and the way that he has improved himself in the off season. And defensively, man, we got a lot of guys in the secondary that are going to have to step up. One that stands out to me is Corbin Patterson. He plays corner for us, also plays some receiver for us. But he's tall and long and lanky, you know, a little bit skinny. I'm trying to get him to eat a little bit more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that we're trying to provide for him, and chocolate milk. To beef him up a little bit, but he surprised me with his speed this year. We did a combine with all our guys. We tested them in bench and vertical jump, height, weight, 40 time, 20 yard shuttle, all those different types of things. And Corbin clocked the best time on our team in the 40. And so he's fast. He's pretty instinctual. He's also a really good basketball player. And so he's got good ball skills. So we're looking for a big season from him.
How much competition is left out there for your guys fighting for spots?
We got some guys kind of competing at corner, opposite of Corbin. rotation of defensive linemen, a number of guys that can play, and it's just who's going to step up and really provide a little depth and be guys that we can count on in that position. On the offensive side of the ball, we got a receiver spot that, you know, guys still battling it out. To who's going to step up when the lights come on. And one spot on our offensive line. We're going to rotate through a couple of guys on O-line at one spot and find out who's kind of most ready to play. And so, I told our guys that 2 weeks ago as we were starting fall camp. I said, guys, there's probably not a lot of teams in the state that they're still open competition for spots, you know, here a week or two before the season. And we're now going into game one and really still have a little bit of that going on. So, a lot of incentive for guys to continue to work hard and continue to push, because there's still a lot of playing time opportunities to be created for themselves.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get out of here. Good luck tomorrow night on the road at Coosa.
Hey, thank you so much, Jeremy. I appreciate all that you guys do at Radio Alabama and Aggie Sports Network. And, man, it's a pleasure working with you guys. You have to provide, you know, a first-class experience of providing putting our program on a platform and all of our athletes here at Sylacauga. So thank you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Sylacauga Aggies, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SylacaugaAggies.com, and the Radio.